Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Enlightening Your Way. I am your host, Nancy Lombardo. We are airing live simultaneously on Lilydale Blog Radio and, of course, here on the official Lilydale Assembly Facebook page. I am a year-round resident here at Lilydale and the president of the Church of Living Spirit, which is an independent spiritualist church here on the grounds of Lilydale. I'm a military veteran and retired police officer, fitness and yoga instructor, and wellness is my passion. My show is a combination of my many life experiences that will feature various topics and guests to help enrich one's mind, body, and soul on your pathway to healthy living. My Facebook page is Wellness with Nancy Lombardo, where my motto is protecting and serving your well-being. And I'm so excited to introduce our special guest this week, Shelly Wilson. Shelly is an intuitive medium, Reiki master, inspirational speaker, and author. Shelly believes that each one of us has the ability to consciously create the reality we desire. Since everything is energy, we must become aware of the energetic emission that we are sending out. This includes becoming aware of our thoughts, words, and actions. Shelly has authored 3 books, including 28 Days to a New You, Connect to the You Within, Journey into Consciousness, and Embracing the Magic Within You. You can find out more about Shelly on her website, ShellyRWilson.com. And here you are, Shelly. Thank you for joining me so very much today. I'm so excited.
Thank you so much, Nancy. I am so grateful for this opportunity to share a conscious conversation with you today.
So what I didn't tell everybody is you are in Oklahoma, yes? What part is it that you live in again?
I'm in Northeast, an hour northeast of Tulsa.
And, of course, I did my career in Oklahoma, 35 years, so I really feel a connection to you just being in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And the fact that I lived so many years there. I used to call Oklahoma not my home, and now it's like I guess it was my home after 35 years. Had you grown up in Oklahoma, or what brought you there?
Yeah, so I was originally born in Kansas in a small town called Tonganoxie, Kansas.
What is it?
Tonganoxie. It was actually Chief Tonganoxie is what it was named after.
I love that.
And so it's just outside of Lawrence, Leavenworth, Kansas City area. And then we migrated south when I was 6 years old. And my dad is a civil engineer, so we followed a lot of places in Oklahoma primarily. And then my parents divorced, and then we ended up, my mother remarried, and we moved to Tulsa area and Dixie area, and then we actually moved to Big Cabin, Oklahoma, and so that's where I ended up graduating high school, and met my husband there, and then we just moved probably 10 miles away from that, and that's where we raised our kids, in an area called Langley, Oklahoma, even though our address is Bonita, which we're supposed to have a great big American Heartland amusement park being built.
I saw that. I absolutely saw that. How exciting for Oklahoma. How many jobs is that going to bring? Yeah. Well, it's going to be great because there's nothing out in that area, and that's going to bring jobs and people for sure. Well, that's very, very cool, and I know exactly where you're talking about. So I love that. So Oklahoma, as I know it to be, I mean, especially coming back here to Lilydale, I mean, as far as mediums and spirituality and all that stuff, it's not very pronounced in Oklahoma, in the state of Oklahoma. I got to say that. So I'd like to know how your spiritual journey began and where.
Yeah, so I've always known things, always been sensitive to energies. I was actually raised Baptist and already mentioned about my dad's profession. And so I was raised in that environment where you don't really ask questions, even if you're having unusual experiences. Didn't really have anyone to talk to, but it was actually, I started exploring more in 1999, so going back a few decades, but it wasn't until 2008 that I became attuned to Reiki, began exploring that feeling modality, and then I also had a reading with someone that really provided me with that aha moment, and to this day, Nancy, I can hear those words that she conveyed to me, really reminding me of my path and my journey, and it just helped to open me up. And then after that, I began developing mediumistically, and of course, I found my way to Lilydale and first got there in 2014. So I'm very blessed to be able to do that.
Well, I got to I write your questions as I hear you talk. What was the experience you're talking about way back when that you thought you felt that you couldn't talk to anybody about?
Well, I remember having, because I was diagnosed as a teenager, I was diagnosed with epilepsy. So I had some blackouts.
And that's scary.
Of course, said that it was seizures, but I just remember having more like where I was, went to sleep. And then was kind of, I would call them kind of like out-of-body type experiences. And I, as I said, I always knew things, I felt things. And what I realized is, even now, I still have essential tremors, but I have more of nuances when I have experiences. So I know that if I'm needing to rest, or I know that when I'm absorbing other energies, what I need to do, which I talk a lot about practicing that good energetic hygiene, so staying grounded and centered, of course, getting out in nature and such as well.
So new things psychically and felt things mediumistically? Is that what
you... Yes, and felt a lot of things energetically that I didn't know at the time that they weren't mine, that would always have a lot of migraine headaches, just, you know, feeling all kinds of physical things going on. And it was like, I know this isn't me, but once again, I really didn't have anyone to talk to about it. And then, as you know, with anything, I started exploring. And I remember also as part of my Reiki journey, I discovered Dolores Cannon and began going to the conferences that she offered in Arkansas, so just to stay over, and really connected with some wonderful people as well that helped me on this journey also.
Mm-hmm. It's always good to have those people, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I know I do a lot of work at the Healing Temple, and I'm a spiritual healer. And for those that are maybe listening, and I know we get this question all the time at the Healing Temple, they'll like, what would you say the difference between Reiki and spiritual healing is?
So I think the main difference is probably just the word itself, you know, because to me, both are an intention of feeling and love and presence. And the more that we are that channel for that feeling, it just happens to be the term that we use. Even when we think about plant healing as well, I mean, all of those are working with that universal life energy. But also when we think of spiritual healing and true healing, we're really asking spirit to assist us also, working with those spirit doctors and healers.
Exactly, yeah. And it's all about moving energy.
Absolutely.
I'm sure it's all about moving energy. So what would you say that your mediumistic abilities were, and how did you start developing them?
Yeah, so I, once again, I knew things that didn't necessarily knew that I knew them.
Like give an example.
Well, I just often know, like, a situation that would occur. And, you know, I didn't really have a lot of loved ones at the time that had passed that I was familiar with. So I didn't really have experiences as far as being able to see spirit. I just more sensed the presence would be a great way to describe it. And once again, because I am an Oklahoman, didn't necessarily have that broader understanding of even mediumship. It was when I had the reading in 2008 that then helped me to understand, wait a second, the tremors that I have, I'm channeling energy. And some of these things I know is actually being a medium. And so I did study. My first teacher was actually Lisa Williams.
Oh, my.
And I studied with her in 2010. She offered an intermediate workshop in Dallas. So I traveled there. And then I studied with James Van Fogg and Tony Stockwell and also John Holland. And so it's obviously also blessed to be in the presence of many wonderful mediums, just going to Lilydale to present there and getting to experience how they work. Because as we know, evidence is important, and also having compassionate communication as we convey those messages.
Absolutely. I mean, 100%. Well, Lisa's one of my besties, so shout out to Lisa. Mm-hmm. And, of course, all those other instructors are wonderful. I always tell people it's so good to keep learning from different people because everybody offers something different, and it helps your unfolding in all sorts of ways. I believe that to be. So I know being in a Oklahoma, we still, to this day, I know even in Texas, you'll still see the fortune telling signs. Not so much the medium signs. So it's important to understand the difference of all of that. And in being in Oklahoma, how did you originally hear about Lilydale? Because I knew about Lilydale because I grew up 30 minutes from here. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I heard about it from the HBO special, No One Dies.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, so I watched that, and, you know, it's me, Lilydale, is, especially as a media, it's one of those places that if you're invited to present, that to me gives you a lot of credibility with your abilities, if anything, and also that because it's such an honor to be able to present there. So I knew that that was one of my intentions as I began developing and also as I began teaching, that that was on my list of things I would love to accomplish. And so once again, that's when it happened in 2014 for the first time.
I love that. Gerda Lestock just had on her Facebook page, she posted a memory where she was doing an interview on the Today Show with Ann Gaiman and Michelle White, bless her heart.
I saw that post.
Yeah, wasn't that cool? And I saw that was really neat. And to this day, there's still people that love to watch that documentary. And it was a great show, and it did give us wonderful exposure for sure in our community. So I love that. I love that's how you found us. So when you first came to Lilydale, you didn't come as a teacher or instructor, yes?
I did.
Oh, the very first time? Oh, my gosh. That's cool.
Yes, I applied, and Sue Glazer, of course, was the director at the time, and I just, as soon as I walked through those gates, I felt like a kid in that metaphysical community store, and I could just feel the palpable energy as I walked through the gates, and I loved every moment of my time there. So, of course, I applied to return and have been blessed. The only year I've not taught there was 2016. And then 2020 was, of course, the experience that we had. So everything was Zoom. So I stayed in Oklahoma, but I still taught for Lilydale Assembly that year.
Well, I love that. And I love people like you that are so loyal and dedicated to this cause of education, of a field that scares a lot of people sometimes. So where did you stay at when you were here in Lilydale?
So I stayed at the Assembly Hall. And,
upstairs,
upstairs. And then when I was here this season, I stayed in Maplewood.
Have you had any experiences at those places as you stayed here?
Yes. Yes, I did. I had a few that were definitely enlightening. So with that, Nancy, and what I love about it, too, is I wasn't scared. I was aware, but I love the fact, too, that because the energy is just so alive there, literally, that it's so easy to feel. That's why I tell people, too, that once you experience Lilydale, you're going to fall in love, and you're going to feel that energetic connection, and it will call you to return.
I hear that time and time and time again, the people that have never been here that come through the gate, and they don't really understand the energy they're feeling, but they know they feel it, and they know they like it. You know, and it makes them come right back. But, you know, when, you know, 145 years in the making of people and this shared energy, and it just builds and builds and builds. And it's hard to explain to people what that's like until you come through that gate and feel it yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And even walking in the woods, I have several fairy experiences, too. And I know there are people that say, well, you know, I don't know about that. Just like experiencing orbs and taking orb photos and things like that. And I know that spirit connects with us and communicates with us in many ways. So the more that we believe, we're actually going to see those experiences and see those beings too.
Yeah, I read that in on your website about the fairies. That was good. I mean, that's a big hit for many visitors as they come in. They love to go in there. People caught pictures, and they love that for sure. Also, I was reading on your website, you made the you said about the conscious choice to stop existing and start living. I was wondering if there was a particular incident in your life that caused you to make that statement.
Yes, it was for the first, let me see, well, it was when I was turning 29. And I didn't have a hard time turning 30, but when I was turning 29, I was struggling a bit because I just kept thinking, is this it? Is this all there is? This is my life. I work. I'm a spouse. I'm a mother. And felt like I was just going through the motions. And then all I could think about is, you know, then when my done? Is this it? Was this my life? And so I realized at that point that I got into the living. And it's at that time, too, that I had my first reading. I went to Eureka Springs, Arkansas, and had a reading there, and also had a healing. And then it was, you know, 9 years later when I had that reading that really changed my life and set me on the path of knowing that, yes, this is my path. I am meant to help others on their journey of consciousness also. And since that time, there are actually spirit fairs here in Oklahoma. So I've been working there since 2010 and do short readings when I'm there, read psychically, which is reading the person's energy. I'm not a fortune teller, but I prefer to call myself intuitive as I tune in and assist with clarity, working as a medium, a life coach, and also as a healer.
Right. What were you doing at 29 that you felt, is this it?
At 29, I was working, and I at that time actually worked for a trucking company. So I had a degree in accounting and was doing a lot of things in the safety department at the Big Cabin Truck Stop, is where this trucking company was located. They had the same owners for both of them. And so it wasn't necessarily a fulfilling career or job or anything like that. And I ended up going back to college in 2008 because I always regretted not finishing my bachelor's degree. I just got an associate. And so my goal was to graduate before my son from high school. And I literally did graduate 1 week before he did.
That's really cool.
Yeah, got a degree in business with a minor in psychology. So I feel very balanced with that information coming forth. And then I don't use it in the degree of going to work somewhere. I just, my husband's an artist, so I help with his marketing and aspects and do our websites and just having the knowledge and the tools for even knowing that spirit works with our frame of reference. So getting messages, I've got a lot of things in that Rolodex in my mind as I connect with those here and connect with those in spirit.
Yeah, I've been to Eureka Springs and I would have never thought that that'd be a place I could get a reading. That beautiful, beautiful country there for sure. Yeah. I love that. So how do you feel like you help people learn to go into their own consciousness and experience their aliveness, in your exact words?
Yes. So I definitely encourage people to recognize that every experience we have is here for us, that if we really recognize, too, that we are, in essence, creating our reality with our thoughts and words and actions and what we focus on and what we perceive, then when we start looking more through that lens of love and not through that filter of fear, we're actually going to be more present. And instead of wishing our life away and having those coulda, woulda moments and so on, I say just be present with where we are and know that every experience is here to help us to learn and to grow. So some people, of course, Nancy, think of that as, well, you're just focusing on the positive. And I like to think of myself as an optimistic realist. I want to be real, but I also do want to look through that lens of positivity.
And, you know, you use the word fear, and fear-based is, it's a powerful, powerful word. And that's, in my opinion, what causes so many people not to be able to come out of their shell because of that fear. And getting out of that word alone is huge. Would you have any suggestions for people to where to start with that?
I think a lot of people fear what they don't understand or what they don't know or what they haven't experienced. And so it's almost like giving ourselves permission to say, you know what, I can do this, or it's okay, I'm learning, I'm in that process. You know, I mentioned before that I was raised Baptist, and I am very familiar with, and I do resonate absolutely with spiritualism. But here in Oklahoma, there's not any spiritualist churches. However, there are unity churches, and I do gravitate towards unity. I'm blessed to speak at several of the unity churches in my area. And when you look at spiritualism principles, they are very similar to unity principles as well.
They're similar for sure. I guess that's fun, you know, with the pandemic, our church would have never thought of offering a hybrid service ever. And it's been eye-opening to so many people in the world because it's introduced them to spiritualism and been able to allow them to come to a service and experience what it is. Because like you said, in Oklahoma, you're not going to really find a spiritualist church anywhere. So I'm blessed that we've been able to do that with our church and the other spiritualist churches that are offering that also. So it's really, really cool.
My first time was 2014 when I studied with Tony Stockwell. It was actually at Janet O'Havick's church, The Journey Within.
Mm-hmm.
So I was blessed to experience and service both times I was there in the spring and the fall and got to experience and just know how healing those services are.
Isn't that the truth? Yeah. I mean, I love that we're mediumship and healing. I mean, definitely what we're all about. So I know you're going to be teaching many, many classes, and I didn't write them down. Do you have, like, the list of classes of what you're going to
make a list?
Can we, like, go through them, and we can talk about them, and you can tell so about what they're going to be, and then if people want to sign up, I think they're already probably up on the website for them to sign up.
Yeah, I've got four off-season classes that I'm scheduled to teach, and the first one is actually December 2nd.
Well, that's coming right up.
Yeah.
Oh.
So this is all about knowing that, especially when we're empathic and care for others, we've got to take care of ourselves too. So I've got some tools to work with, and our time together is a time of connection as well. So I always let spirit guide me during my classes and trust that the information coming through is exactly what those in attendance will need and all will benefit. There's another workshop.
Can I just say something before you go to the next one? I know being a sensitive or an empathic, it could be very overwhelming, and it's a lot to handle, and if you don't understand how to handle that kind of energy, it sounds like it would be a very good class for someone to attend, and you can walk them through that.
Absolutely. And I think, too, you know, because I do go back to the basics of practicing good energetic hygiene. So part of being sensitive, we have to know our energy, but we've got to maintain it. So just like we would practice physical hygiene, we've got to take care of our chakras and clear our aura and cut cords and ground and center and all of that too.
Yeah, I love that term. What time is the one on the 3rd?
It is from 1 to 4 Central Time, so Saturday afternoon.
Central time, so Eastern time.
That's Eastern time. It's 12 to 3 Central.
We're doing the time zone.
From 3 to 9, converting it. So 1 to 4 Eastern.
Gotcha. Okay. We just talked about that time change thing, did we?
We did.
Okay.
The second one that I'm teaching is January the 20th at the same time, 1 to 4 Eastern. And so it's Journey into Conscious Creation. So once again, I believe that we are all conscious creators. But we want to get clear about what we want to create and the more that we know. And even that includes how we want to feel. So I do invite people to create with a feeling. If you want to focus on peace and wellness, well-being, and so on, that's a great energy to create with. So once again, I've got some tools that we're going to work with into becoming more of a conscious creator rather than just creating, if that makes sense.
What's your definition of conscious?
So conscious is being aware, being tuned in, and once again, knowing our energy and mission, what we're thinking about, what we're focusing on. And if our energy feels grounded and balanced and healthy, we, of course, are going to be infusing that energy into our creation. But if we're afraid or stressed or worried or anything like that, that's the same energy we will infuse into our creation also.
I'd like you to clarify that because that word gets used quite a bit, and sometimes I think people maybe have different ideas of what it might actually mean. So I like that definition for sure.
I agree with you, Jesse, because we're all having our human experience. We've got different perspectives, and our perspective is based on our perception plus our frame of reference, our culture, and so on. So it is good to know when we're on the same page.
Right. And that's January?
That is January the 20th.
In 2024.
Oh,
it's going to be here sooner than we want. Okay, what's the next one?
So the next one is February 24th, and this is also 1 to 4 p.m. Eastern. And this is living from the heart and loving you. So this is all about focusing on heart-centered consciousness, letting love be the guiding force in what we think. practicing self-love and self-care and seeing ourselves as the divine Jesus. So rather than, once again, we've got to have an awareness of our self-talk, but we want to know that that is part of our energy and mission. So that helps us to create. So all of these workshops, they actually go hand in hand because it does involve our energy.
And our wellness.
And our wellness, absolutely.
So I like the wellness aspect. And, you know, the old adage, if you don't love yourself, you can't love or send out love to anybody else. Exactly. So, and that's a hard thing sometimes for people to do also. So also might be an important workshop for some people that want to better love themselves.
Exactly. And then the fourth one is March 16th, and that is also 1-4 Eastern, and it's energy awareness. So we are going to talk about the chakras, talking about each one and understanding where they're at and how we can keep them balanced, talking about knowing what our energetic mission is, because we want to think of that as our radio signal that we're sending out. So once again, knowing that's going to help us to create.
And of course, being a yoga instructor, I love the chakras. So, and yeah, they can do so much for us. And when they're in alignment, they can really do a lot for us.
Exactly. We want to stay balanced. And I give people tools. Once again, I have a short meditation I'll be guiding everyone through just to get them nice and cleared and balanced. And whenever we are balanced, as we know, we function better.
And nobody turns down a meditation. Like I meditate.
Exactly. Except for some people, they when they hear the word meditation, they automatically have a connotation in their mind. And I said, you know, meditation can be made easy. It doesn't have to be challenging. You don't want to be stressed when we think about it.
It's so funny. I teach a yoga class, and I have for a couple of years. And when I first started doing my ending meditation, many of them couldn't sit still for like a minute, you know, or 2 minutes. And now we're going 7, 8, 10 minutes, and I have to like pull them out of it. Because they're so deep into it. But you're right, you know, it's learned. And sometimes that word alone scares people, but it's so wonderful and it's so healthy. And it's so good for us in all ways. So those are your off-season workshops.
Those are off-season. And then I've got three that I'll be teaching during season. And those are going to be in July.
Nice. Do you know what they are yet?
I do know what they are.
Well, since we're talking about workshops, what's the first one?
Yeah, the first one is July 11th, and this is a full-day workshop, and this is Explore Your Energy Self. So this is going to take the energy awareness and amp it up. So we are actually going to be reading energy, tuning in. As I said, it's going to be a full-day immersion of really connecting more intentionally to our energy. The wandering off season is going to touch the surface. This one's going to be more in-depth.
Yeah, I imagine for a full day, it's going to be very in-depth.
Exactly. And so then the very next day, July 12th, is another full-day workshop, and this is Explore and Hone Your Intuitive Self. So we all have intuitive abilities. We have that gut instinct and that knowingness. And this is a reminder, once again, that we can access this information more intentionally, learn to really recognize it as it comes through. So once again, this is a full day. It's an experiential, interactive workshop. So lots of exercises, especially in the afternoon after we take a break for lunch. But we'll cover lots of information in the morning to prepare for the afternoon experience. And then that night, I am teaching a half-day workshop.
So you are going to be
busy. Yes. I tend to do that when I come there. And so that night, I'm actually going to be teaching self-care for sensitives in person. So that's the workshop teaching off-season in December. I'll be teaching it in July in person.
That's a lot. You're talking about your gut instincts, and I know as a police officer, I mean, I depended on that so many times I can't even tell you, to recognize what it was, to trust it, and to believe what I was getting. And, you know, I'm sure it saved me on many occasions. So it's an important tool to be able to use and recognize and have. So, yeah, that sounds like you are going to be busy.
Yes, I'm very blessed to be able to return, and I love teaching there, and so I'm, of course, looking forward to it, because as we know, time seems to fly very quickly now, even though we want to be present, but it just seems to move very
when you're here, what did you say? This will be your ninth year?
This will actually be the 10th. The first year was 2014, so 2024.
Wow. Do you take a few days or a day for self-care for yourself?
I always go to the healing temple. So I always make sure that when I come in that I've got time either the day before or, say, a day after. But, yes, I always make it to the healing temple at least once, hopefully more with that.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the fairy trail.
And the fairy trail. And I love serving spirit, too. So whenever I to serve at Forest Temple or Inspiration Stump, or when I was there this last time in August, they actually moved it indoors to the assembly hall. So
we had a lot of inclement weather this past summer when it was raining, and they're moving it to the hall, they're moving it to the auditorium, but hopefully we'll have great weather and it can be out at our historic places that's nice that we do allow the visiting mediums to come in and do message work like that, and it's welcoming to have you help, I'm sure, for sure. So that's so exciting. Well, that's cool. So you wrote something in your on your webpage that I had to ask you about. What is the dragonfly special meaning to you? I love dragonflies.
Yeah. So dragonflies mean time to shine. And we have a lot of dragonflies here, of course, in Oklahoma. And it seems like sometimes they're meaning more than at other times. But looking here, I'm pulling the book up. So this is a book by Ted Andrews, Animal Speak Pocket Guide. And the reference, we'll flip to it real quick, but it does mean time to shine. So I just had this beautiful experience with the dragonfly reminding me to do that. And it says, trust in the power of your life and your perceptions to succeed. Efforts are maturing. Spiritual path is ahead. So to me, it's always a reminder of looking forward, not so much in the rearview mirror, but looking forward, knowing that it's being laid out perfectly. And so I had the dragonfly.
I love that.
Put it on my wrist with the word shine. This is a beautiful reminder to continue. And then I had a butterfly with love on my left wrist after my grandmother passed in 2018. So just a reminder of how, once again, spirit can communicate through those animal messengers and butterflies and dragonflies and cardinals and lots of other ways, too.
Did you say you had an experience today with the dragonfly that caused you to look at the book?
No, I just looked it here, yeah.
Oh, you just happened to have it there. Didn't even know I was going to ask you that question, huh? I love that. How would you encourage people to live in the present? Because I know that's really difficult for people to do, and especially with what everybody's been through with the pandemic. And how do you encourage people to do that?
So to me, of course, as the sun rises, so technically it's just how the earth rotates. But the idea is, when we wake up, let's just start today, be in today's energy. And as humans, we do tend to want to reflect. So spending time is wonderful. We just don't want to reside in the past. We can't change what's already happened, but we do want to reflect on the beautiful memories, not those things that we were challenged by or the coulda, woulda, or anything like that. And also, as humans, we do plan our tomorrows. We do have lots of things that we look forward to, and that's wonderful. But at the same time, we want to live in today, be here now, in this present moment as often as we can, and enjoy it. Because as we know, there will come a time when we no longer have this physical body and we'll be returned to pure energy. And so I feel like as humans, we're meant to embody all of this human experience. And just, once again, do the best you can, navigate it. And sometimes we may feel challenged, but at the contrast, is we will have those triumphs also.
Right. So your 29-year-old self said that it needed a change, and is this all there is to life? What would you consider to be your proudest moment from that time or accomplishment?
Yeah, just probably my children, as a mother. And I'll be 53 in a few weeks. So I look back and I'm blessed with one grandchild that is, I think he's 19 months old now, but I've got another one on the way that will be making his arrival very soon. So I just feel like, that is one beautiful thing to be able to create And that, to me, of course, is my legacy for this. But I just feel very blessed to help others heal, to be on this journey, and to live life.
Well, I can only imagine this going on your 10th year and teaching here in Lilyville that you've been able to change many lives and open people up. You have such a beautiful energy about you and positiveness that is just infectious, I'm sure, to many people. So that's really, really cool. Is there anything else you think you'd like to say or talk about? Or?
Well, I want to say to you, Nancy, I love how our paths crossed, and definitely how you're helping me to enlighten others, and through the work that you do, and through your ministry, and your wellness, and all of that, too, because I know that, you know, sometimes you don't even notice in the moment how you create that ripple, but you are definitely creating a beautiful ripple. It's a conscious ripple, and I know, too, that spirit is very blessed that you are of service in this way.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you very much for that. Yeah, I love that. And I forgot about how many dragonflies there were in Oklahoma until you said that. And you talked about the sky and the sunrise. And I always tell people one of the biggest things I miss is the big,
sunrise.
Not the sunrise, the open skies.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because you come here and you got the mountain. The mountains are beautiful, but unless you've been on those open, you can see hundreds of miles. You know, it's just, you can just breathe. It's just such a beautiful, and I forget about that until I get back there. I was like, oh, the big skies of Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So they're lucky to have you, and I'm sure you've been able to teach so many people that didn't really know about any of this, especially in the area that you're in. And the fact that there's so many shows, because I know you have a lot of shows you're doing locally also, yes? And people can get...
the Unity Center of Tulsa the 25th.
And I'm going to be getting you to speak at our church, too. So
yes,
I'm going to line you up. And people can get all the information of where you're going to be at and on your website. You have that all lined up for the dates? Okay, perfect. And your Facebook page?
It is at Intuitive Media Shelley.
Okay. You have an Instagram or YouTube channel?
At Intuitive Media Shelley, yes. And I do have Facebook pages for Embracing the Magic Within and Journey into Consciousness as well.
Okay, perfect. And we already told everybody that they can look up your workshops on the Lilyville Assembly, Inc. Website, and they can purchase those. I think they're about $35, if I remember right, for the
off-season.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was trying to remember. Okay, that's perfect. And, yeah, hopefully they'll join you on Zoom, and then in season, hopefully they'll come here and meet you in person.
That would be wonderful.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much. Well, I think that is it. And I thank you so very, very much for joining me this evening on your central time. we got it started at the right time, so that's perfect. I would ask anybody if you have any questions or comments to put them in the comments on the Facebook page, and me and Shelly can look at them and respond back to them and answer them for you for sure. I thank you all for joining us this evening also. Please join me again in 2 weeks for our next episode of Enlightening Your Way, where my goal is to help enrich your mind, body, and soul on your pathway to healthy living. Please visit the Lilyville Assembly, Inc. Facebook page often for everything that's going on in Lilyville. This is the official Lilyville Assembly Facebook page. And also visit my page, Wellness with Nancy Lombardo, and Instagram, nancy.k.lombardo. My name is Nancy Lombardo. I am protecting and serving your well-being. And good evening, everybody. Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you.